Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Stephen, good day program featuring Jennifer Horn. Happy to have her along. Kenny Kessler is here. We have the issues of the day, issues of the week, if you will, because the poll on Fridays and over the weekend always reflects the items that Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com thinks, according to the research, are the number one priority talk topics. It's always interesting to try to put those together. The top 10 top topics.
It's hard to say. The top.
Yes, it is. All right, so.
Yes.
In this list, the Iran nuclear negotiation, the Religious Freedom Act, the policeman that killed the motorist in South Carolina, the continuing focus on the Rolling Stone magazine, who's running for president, Boston bomber verdict, ISIS, the hacking, Rahm Emanuel, Duke wins. So of that list, there are a number of who cares as far as I'm concerned. But I would turn it to you because you've been more onto this than I have. The last couple of days I have not been here, and I'm not sure what approach you and Richie and...
We've talked about all of it. I would say probably for me the biggest story of the week. You know, Iran is just duh. I mean, obviously we can't trust them. And I would say the Indiana Freedom Law, that was so last week.
Yep, sure
so
was.
I'm going to go with, I'm going to say Rolling Stone was a big story for me, but more than that, my number one story was a South Carolina police officer.
All right, why? What is there about this that is different from all of the other stories? I'm looking at headline on top of headline on top of headline. Black motorist fatal shooting, outcry over police tactics. That's the same old, same old. This country is at war with itself. And these are the kinds of things we continue to have this stuff going on day after day, week after week, month after month. When does it subside? When do we take hold of the issue? When do we fix the problem? It seems that there is a line drawn in the sand, and with some people the police are always right, and with some people the victim is always right, and we all know that that's not the case, that there is plenty of room for interpretation. In this case, it doesn't look too good for the police officer from what I can see, but then we thought that before in a couple of different circumstances, and the evidence proved that, many were wrong in their quick snap judgments, Jennifer.
Well, I think everybody gets their chance, you know, in court, and this guy will get his, absolutely. But, you know, this one to me is a lot different than the other two. You know, you said some people always go to the side of the law enforcement or the victim.
Right.
You know, I really do try to be case by case. The last few times, it did look to me like the police were in the right. Now, this time, you can clearly see this guy try to, realizes what he's done, and then drop that taser by the guy's body after he handcuffs what is already a dead or dying body. It's a lot different for me. I think what this does do, though, is it puts a really fine point on how important it will be for police to now have body cams, not only to protect themselves, I mean, to protect victims, yes, but also to protect themselves. I mean, you have this guy's cell phone cam going, and it told the real story of what happened. And I think, you know, this it just adds to the argument why every police officer doesn't have one of those already is beyond me.
Well, it has to do with politics in some towns, has to do with financial realities in some towns, but it also has to do with I just keep beating this drum, the amount of the ignorance that is so visible here on the part of the police officer, just complete ignorance.
And you and I really,
stupidity.
We haven't had a chance to talk about it because you've been out the last couple of days. And I think, you know, I don't ever want to say, and we'll never know for sure if this was a racially motivated thing. We never know what was in this guy's head.
It doesn't make any difference.
It doesn't matter.
No.
But what was there, and you've talked about this before, and this is where I really do agree with you, is this is a lack of training. I mean, this guy took off running. He was in the wrong. I mean, look, I'm beating my drum again about about how I think we need to teach people in America how to be arrested. Stop running. Just take the arrest and go figure it out later. But this guy takes off and he runs, and the police officer makes no attempt to chase him. He just pulls out his weapon and starts shooting. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's really bad decision making in the moment, or it's a lack of training. I don't know what it is, but in any case, that's what shows up on that video, and I think that's what we need to deal with is, hey, in the heat of the moment, yes, you're going to have them. What do you do?
888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken or Jennifer at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day. Kenny, what do we have for social media commentary on this? This must be, is it the number one thing this week when it comes to commentary, social media commentary? Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so what do you have there?
Misty says, since when does running away require the use of a gun? Are the police no longer required to be healthy enough to chase someone?
Well, you see, that's an all-encompassing sort of condemnation. The person or the entity to be condemned is the individual police officer, not police in general. Since when do the police? We all have the jokes about donuts and the fat cops and all that other stuff. And that's something that each individual community has to deal with. How they train, how they pay, who they decide to be police officers. So the specifics of this incident need to be what we reference, not the general overview, the malaise, if you will, because that's dangerous, even though I would admit, in my mind, we have way too much of this going on in our country. And no, it's not the news media focusing on it. And no, it's not that it's gone on before. Yeah, it has gone on before, way too long. Look at Ferguson. And by the way, because I wasn't on the day after the election, I didn't see what the results of the Ferguson election happened.
Can I get on my soapbox for a second?
Yeah.
This is actually an important story to me this week, too. This would be in the top three. Ferguson elected for the first time their two black people to city council.
Uh-huh. Okay, how many people on the city council?
I'm not sure about that, but it's still not representative of the population.
Right.
Correct.
Okay. Yep.
Okay, here's what got me crazy. So I keep thinking, okay, how many people turned up? Because this, I mean, what would you expect after your
100%.
City is actually burning? 100%
should
be
show
there.
Up. Yep,
absolutely, right?
Yep.
Or at least darn near close.
How many showed up?
So I look at all the headlines. Double the voter turnout. Record voter turnout. Record voter turnout, Doug, 29%.
Well, you see, we are giving over, and I'm going to go on to my toot or rant. When I got back to Framingham yesterday, the first thing I saw were the results of the local election here last Tuesday. 7% of the eligible voters turned out to elect the people who will run the town, which is more important than running the state, more important than running the federal government. 7% of the eligible voters. I sent a tweet to somebody. What a disgusting, disgraceful turnout. This town deserves what it gets because nobody's paying attention to how the place is run.
For symbolism's sake alone, everybody in Ferguson should have turned out.
Of course they should have.
It should have been just a representative. Let's get together. And, you know, I call where the heck is Al Sharpton? You know, he goes there for the Eric Holder. They go there, but they go there for the camera opportunity, and then they leave. If they cared about those communities, they would tell them how to make changes. They would tell them how to vote, and they don't do it.
And I would say to you, those of you, and this may sound like I'm condemning my talk radio brethren, I don't give a rat's butt about Rahm Emanuel getting elected or whatever happened in the runoff election in Chicago, because it doesn't affect me whatsoever. What affects me is that 7% of the people in the town I live in turned out to vote, or in Ferguson, which was arguably the most important local election of the year, and only 29% of the people vote there, then you deserve what you get.
Yes. And that's exactly what I said. I said right here on this program, I don't care what happens in Ferguson anymore, because you know what? They don't care what happens in Ferguson.
They don't. So don't bring
it. And if you are a woman or a minority and you are not going to vote, your right to vote is so new.
Yeah.
And it is so irresponsible if you are not going out there. This is how government is made. This is how you make a change on a very basic level.
All right, Kenny, what else? You got to go on that one.
What were we talking about?
Keep going.
That one hurt.
Keep going.
Okay. Katie says, after watching the dash cam video, you know the cop had all the information he needed to have the man tracked down and arrested later. No need to pull a weapon of any kind. Just impound the car and file a report.
It was just an execution by an ignorant, subspecies of humanity. That's what these guys are that pull off this kind of stuff. And where this shows you how stupid he was and how unqualified he was for the job. He didn't even know the camera was on him, or at least he was so scared or screwed up so badly it lost whatever place in his mind it had. So he did this stuff that he was caught red-handed doing. All right, what else?
Quentin says other police officers were present, yet none of them have come forward to say what happened.
What is that? The code of silence? Isn't that what they call it? Or the blue wall or whatever.
I would think in an ongoing investigation, they're probably not allowed to.
Well, that may make sense. Yeah, that's fair. All right, one more.
Yeah, one more. This is a little bit long. Mark says, speaking as an old white man with enough affluence that I drive a family car, nothing fancy, I can tell you cops almost never pull me over. Mm-hmm. Not for a bad taillight, not for speeding. I got pulled over once 15 years ago for passing a cop on a double yellow line going 20 miles over the speed limit, and I got a warning. Last time I was stopped, it was because I was driving my wife's car and she had not paid taxes. They took the plate off the car, were apologetic about it, and when I asked, hey, can I drive my car home without the plates, they said, once we pull away, what you do is your business.
There you go.
Wow.
That reminds me, I don't know if I told this story or not, but when I was stopped in Texas, what night was it? It was. I think it may have been Monday night. I got to tell you that story. I thought I did tell it on Tuesday morning, but I'm not sure that I did. If I didn't, I will tell it. Remind me to do that in the next half hour. Jennifer, 18 after. This is a good day.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online at 6/27/15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store, staples.com/signs for details.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect?
So
you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Musicians, now through April 19th at Guitar Center, over 50,000 guitars will be marked down under $100. In-store and online, choose from a huge selection of electric and acoustic guitars. Get incredible savings from brands like Fender, Squire, Epiphone, Ibanez, ESP, Washburn, Schecter, and more. Over 50,000 guitars under $100. With the greatest selection and our low price guarantee, any player can find the guitar of their dreams. Hurry, it absolutely ends April 19th. Don't miss your chance to save at Guitar Center.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels too, till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them, we just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
Ortho, Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone. Isn't that clever? You get that? You see what they're doing there, Kenny? Animal Be Gone repellent keeps animals from destroying the plants in your garden, and the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I understand in my absence over the last couple of days, there's been a lot of controversy about Barry Manilow taking on a new love, and Jennifer is crestfallen because she was hoping Barry would wait for her. But
you
that's
know,
not
I had
be the
no
case.
Idea about this story, Doug.
Really?
I was shocked.
No idea that he was gay, you mean?
I had no idea, and I feel like such a dummy because, of course, he's gay. I mean,
why? Why would you say, of course, he's gay? Why didn't you look at him?
How did I not see this?
He looks like he weighs about 120 pounds soaking wet, doesn't he?
You know, he's got the tan, and he's got that crazy hair, and he's had a ton of facial surgery.
Yeah,
I mean,
a lot of work done.
Yeah, tons of work.
But he still sounds good.
Well, it has nothing to do. You know, there are plenty of gay singers. I'm just saying, I was so bummed I didn't get a chance to see him. You know. My gaydar is usually so attuned.
Pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
How much social media commentary has there been about that, Kenny?
I haven't actually seen any. I was just enjoying Jennifer singing. So
all right. That was the end of that. Yeah. All right. Let's get to the late night comedy from last night. Members of the late night squadron, including Conan O'Brien and Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers here.
In a recent interview, Michelle Obama said that the Secret Service taught Malia how to drive. Yeah. In exchange, Malia taught the Secret Service how to throw a party when her parents are away. So it kind of isn't out. Nice. They're taking... Rand Paul running for president? Yep. That's if Rand Paul's watching, that's really frightening and sad. Conan just mentioned I'm running for president.
Silence.
Tumbleweed. Senator Rand Paul's announcement that he's running for president has been pulled from YouTube because he used a copyrighted song without permission. Yeah, apparently Rand Paul does not own the rights to the song A Snowball's Chance in Hell.
Yesterday, President Obama traveled to Jamaica, where he will meet with students and Caribbean leaders. Yeah. Of course, Jamaica is such a beautiful place. Obama says he can't wait to just take it all in. Hold it for several seconds, then exhale. That's just really very nice. It's a beautiful place. Jamaica's gorgeous. Speaking of Obama, in a new interview, the president discussed the upcoming election and said that Hillary Clinton is going to do great as a presidential candidate. When asked how Biden would do, Obama said, Hillary is going to do great. Biden. That's right. When he was asked about Hillary's candidacy, Obama said, quote, if she's her wonderful self, I'm sure she'll do great. And he added, if she's her other self, well, watch out.
It's not massive. Just watch out. A new poll of teens shows that Facebook is still the most popular social network for young people. The most popular for old people is www.facebook.com. Because you need, it doesn't work without the www. That stands for World Wide Web. And you can surf on it. But there's no water. That's the internet.
All right, and something that I would like to underscore from Ellen DeGeneres' program, here's a nice sort of fun commentary about miracles and how miracles are everywhere.
I got home from work after a long day of entertaining America and the world, and I got to the front door, and there was a caterpillar right on the door frame. So I started thinking about this, and this caterpillar is going to turn into this beautiful butterfly and then fly away. And it got me thinking about all these amazing miracles in the universe that we take for granted. I'm talking about real miracles, like this caterpillar turning into the butterfly, or how tadpoles turn into frogs, or how my mother keeps getting her driver's license renewed. You know, if you pay attention to miracles, they happen every single day. Like, when I leave for work in the morning, my bed is a mess. But when I get home, my bed is already made. How does that happen? Science can't explain it. And my maid tried to, but she has a very thick accent, so it remains a mystery.
28 after.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green, today with David Korn and Rich Lowry. Coming right up, NFL rookie star Chris Borland has quit because of concerns about his safety over time. Implications?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
Pow! And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. And then, somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Rich Lowry and David Korn. NFL rookie star Chris Borland of the 49ers announced his retirement after one season because of fears about his safety and health. Might this be the start of a trend?
I think for the time being, there will be always somebody else. I mean, it is the most popular sport now. It makes a tremendous amount of money. Once upon a time, boxing and horse racing were far more popular than they are now. Hmm. And I think the real question is, what impact this has on other people doing the same, and how it sort of trickles down into what parents think about whether letting their kids play peewee football or high school football or college football.
I agree with everything that David said. This criticism of the NFL is a sublimated concern about the real thing that we're all kind of implicated on, at least if you're a fan at a certain level, which is you're watching a highly violent game that is doing damage to the minds and the bodies of these players. And it's very striking that someone, you know, at the top of the game who works so hard and has to be such an elite athlete on so many levels to attain that position on an NFL team would give it up.
That was your Both Sides Minute today.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Stephen, good day, Friday program. I want to thank a lot of people. And I don't know that I need to say much more than that.
You've had a tough couple of days, but you've had a lot of people sending you a lot of love.
Yeah, I didn't ask you about that, Kenny, in terms of all the folks on Facebook and Twitter who have commented about Charlotte.
There are well over 100 comments.
Mm-hmm. Well, they will all, or hopefully most of them, will find their way into a book that I'm going to write about Charlotte. And what I've asked Kenny to do in the next few days, we'll have some information both on the website and at Facebook.
It is very true about this program and in your life, Dougie. You and I were actually talking about this a couple of weeks ago, how people have always been more concerned with Charlotte than any of us.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But whenever I do a personal appearance...
Yeah, where's your dog?
Where's Charlotte? And I remember one of the most... there were three or four of them that happened, and I think it was all in 1 or 2 years when I used to... As I drove across the country, I would take my time mm-hmm. as we go to California. And I made it that it was at that point, it would have been easy to take her in the plane. But I chose to drive her because it was great for the two of us. We were inseparable for all the years we were together. But it was a nice ride, and she enjoyed getting out and seeing different places. I mean, she really did. She certainly knew about her home in California and her home here in Massachusetts. And what all of the access that she had to pretty much anything and everything that she wanted to have access to, because she was that kind of a girl. But when we'd go, I remember going to WTTV in Vero Beach, excuse me, and I remember a station in North Carolina, And I remember another station, I think in Texas, where I brought Charlie. And Charlie would come into the stations with me. I remember in Brownwood, the folks that owned the station were just so cordial. But I would take her anyway into, unless somebody said, gee, we wish you wouldn't bring the dog in. I would always bring Charlotte in to the place, and she would invariably do the same thing. And it wouldn't make any difference whether it was a radio station. My lawyer, who's posted, and the lady that runs his office posted some things, just wonderful comments. Charlotte used to come up with me into the lawyer's office, and the lady who ran the office got her own water bowl, because nobody else brought their dog into the office. She had her own water, and she'd go from office to office just sniffing around to make sure everything was okay, and then she'd come back into where we were having our meeting, and she'd lay down beside me. And one of the companies, the company that I own that runs the farm, was called Charlotte and Company.
Well, she was running it. I mean, let's be honest. She ran the company, the farm.
And so when we'd have a quote-unquote board of directors meeting, Charlotte was there to make sure that the meeting went according to Hoyle.
Keep an eye on everything.
Yeah, exactly.
I just remember her at CRN. I remember her running down. Yeah. She'd come down the stairs and she would be doing the shows there. Mm-hmm. And I remember that one of the first times I ever met her, she came running straight down the stairs. There was a box there, and she killed the box quickly. And I was looking at her. Like, is this like a violent dog? No, she just liked to kill a box.
She loved to grab those boxes and rip them apart.
She'd walk around the corner and she'd be snoozing on that red couch in our lobby, and you know, like she's like
made herself right at home.
Yeah, you guys, what are you doing here? Stop waking me up.
Yeah, she did like that red couch.
She did. I know. Yeah, she'd always be sitting there when I'd come around the corner. It was so cute.
Yeah.
This will be missed, Dougie. Yeah, and you know, I don't want to get too sad because I know that's not what it's about right now. But no. I just
It is what it's about, but I don't want it to be about.
Well, you can't be about sad. You have to be about happy.
I am now turning my. I have had 2 days of sad, and I'm sure that there will be plenty. I have her collar and harness that she wore on the microphone stand in front of me.
Good. So she's still there with you. And she is. You guys are bonded souls, that's for sure.
And she is, literally, she's in an ice box in the kitchen.
Oh, still? You haven't had her?
Well, I wanted to have it done. This is sort of a commentary, and then we'll move on, about what happens not only to humans, but to animals. It's very rare, and I was sort of shocked. I had somebody do some work on this for me over the last couple of days. When you submit a body, whether it's an animal or a human being, to be cremated, unless they are by themselves, you very likely do not get what is yours. And so I remember the last time when Brenda and I went down to get Edgar's remains at a crematorium on the South Shore when he died, 3.5 years ago now, almost 4 years. My God, can you believe that?
That's so crazy.
Almost 4 years ago. We went into the place, and the owner of the establishment proudly presented us with a certificate of authenticity to prove that these remains were Edgar's.
Isn't that creepy a little bit?
It is creepy. It's
but
very
especially,
creepy.
I know, especially, that is a problem. People always do, like, the group burn thing.
So my friend John Patch, who was one of the people at the network where I visited on Tuesday, went about the business of talking about how pets get cremated. And I was when Charlotte came out and it was clear that she wasn't going to, she hadn't survived, and the lady that was running the veterinarians group there wanted to know what I wanted to do with the body. And so she said, well, we have a crematorium down the street and we have a pet cemetery. And I... Obviously, she didn't know me, and John was horrified when I said, no, I'm taking her home. And he said, what do you mean you're taking her home? This is Florida, and you have to drive to Massachusetts? I said, yeah, we'll go out and get, and so Akos, who's now, he and John Cremins are my new best friends. I had never actually even met them, even though we do work together on the air, but they went down and bought this big container and bags of ice, and they brought the container back, and we put Charlotte's body in that, and I left. I mean, I was out of there and on the road to come back within an hour of when she had died. I just wanted to, all I wanted to do was get out of there and bring her home. And so she's here, and the research that I did on crematoriums, excuse me, indicated that it more likely would happen because they'll burn four or five animals at the same time.
Right.
And unless they build a wall between them, you're going to just get a big pile of ashes. So I found a place, Donald actually, my dear friend Donald who works for me on the farm, found a place in a little community near Worcester that will let you supervise. You put the animal in, they build a wall of brick around the animal, and the cremation takes about 3 hours, and then you get the ashes that come out of what that area was. And I mean, for me anyway, maybe it doesn't make any difference to some people, but for me it does, because I just want to know that it's
her. You
don't
want any riffraff.
I don't want any, exactly, nothing. Okay. You know, it has to be the best stuff. And as I said before, well, I don't know, I think I did say this on the other day, I fully intend to keep her ashes no matter where I am, and to have her with me when I'm gone. So.
Anyway. You can do that. You can even get little, you know, when my cousin's husband died, you can even get like a little vial to take her with you.
I'm
traveling on the
pouch,
road, you know.
A little pouch in the truck.
Exactly.
That sort of,
you can keep it tucked away in your wallet or something like that.
All right. In a moment, I would like us to focus on, but the point is that I want to thank everybody, and there's sort of more to come with how we will memorialize her. So there is an ongoing series called What America Thinks. The Rasmussen pollsters have polled voters on this question. Does the news media make the news or just report it? And I think the best example we can come up with, in my mind anyway, is the recent debate over the so-called religious freedom law. This is a firestorm that grabbed the public's attention. And in this poll, 51% of those who responded told Rasmussen they believe the media and activist groups make these laws seem more discriminatory than they really are. 53% said that they do worry about these laws and what they could do, whether they lead to widespread discrimination or not. Two-thirds told researchers the media overhypes incidents involving black citizens and white police, saying that they actually believe the media is making more dangerous for police to do their job. 54% of voters think the news media has too much power and influence over government decisions. So I want to talk about that in a few minutes and perhaps get your input as well. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Jennifer or Ken at DougStefan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. 17 before the hour. Ladies, as spring arrives, I'm looking around at the farm and the big piles of manure everywhere, but the snow is gone. I'm looking out on the front pasture. The cows are gone, and the snow is gone. And so I look out and think, okay, we've brought ourselves around at least to having survived. The last time I was here, which was about the 22nd of May, we had about a foot of snow. When I left in February, and after that, February 8th, I left, there was 5 to 6 feet of snow. The fences were all covered, and at one point it got up to 8 feet here over the course of the winter. So anyway, the focus is on spring. Hooray, finally. So as a result of that, you want to look your best. And that's what is so amazing about Genucel. Genucel is the treatment for the pesky bags, the puffiness around your eyes. You don't want to wait. You want to look your best, right? For when the good weather comes. And Genucel is that item which will be used by you, if you're intelligent, to get rid of the bags and the puffiness and the lines around your eyes. Power of plant stem cell therapy and technology targets the bags. It removes the water. That's what it does. It's a serum that feels so great on your skin. It doesn't feel like oil. Doesn't feel like water. It's just so unique. It sucks the oil, and therefore the bags and the puffiness go away. It sucks the water out of your eyes, because that's what creates the puffiness. My eyes got plenty of that in them right now, and so I've been using, actually, Genucel. I put some on this morning when I woke up. Lots of testimonials from lots of people who are just very satisfied with Genucel. You won't know until you try it yourself. So you will love it, I believe, or if you don't, you'll get your money back. Women and men both swear by Genucel and its instant effects to get rid of the puffiness, the bags around your eyes. The results will be obvious in the first 12 hours. So call 800 800-543-9262 and order it direct from the manufacturer right now. 800-543-9262 for a limited time. Take advantage of the spring sale opportunity. 800-543-9262. What does that mean? The folks at Chamonix that are making Genucel will double the amount of the product if you call now. That is, instead of 3 months supply, you get 6 months supply for the same price. Shipping is free. 800-543-9262 to look your best this spring.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Today, more than 1 million Americans are living with or are in remission from a blood cancer. Charles Esten, actor, musician, and a star of TV's Nashville, knows this firsthand. His daughter was diagnosed with leukemia at age 2, and today is a survivor. He has teamed up with the Leukemia Lymphoma Society to raise awareness about the urgent need to find cures for blood cancers and to encourage people to join the annual Light the Night Walks nationwide this fall.
When my youngest, Addie, was 2.5, she was diagnosed with leukemia. When we first heard that diagnosis, you feel extremely alone. Walking in that light, the night light, I couldn't help but contrast that to what it feels like to stand or to walk across a bridge at night with 6,000 people carrying lights, white for survivors, red for supporters, gold in memory of those who have passed. I know it's the Leukemia Lymphoma Society's hope that every year there are fewer and fewer gold lanterns.
To learn more, visit lightthenight.org.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait.
All right,
as directed.
Yes. 11:40 the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. So, what do you think, Jennifer, Kenny, about the poll? I just went through some of the results of the question, does the media make the news or just report it? The news media, because the media is all-encompassing, and that's not a legitimate question. Media encompasses music and movies and all kinds. But the news media, and using the circumstances in Indiana and the police stuff that's been so prevalent.
What about Brian Williams? I mean, a huge example of the media making news.
Right. So is that...
how about CNN and the Malaysian airliner?
Yes. There you go.
And huge. CNN and the plane that crashed in the Alps. That's all they did. They've gotten off of it, I guess, now, haven't they? Kind of, anyway.
Yeah. A little bit. But, yeah, that was the big thing. I mean, I think it, more than ever, because of the 24-hour news cycle, I think you find the media making stories so they have something to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I think a lot of people in the media, because there's so many crossovers now between news and, you know, regular pop culture. I mean, people are looking for their place in pop culture, I think, more than ever before. So you have a lot of
news
people.
I want people to know who I am.
Right, that want to get famous, or they want to, you know, they want people to know. They want to make it on YouTube. They want to make it everywhere.
In and of itself.
Correct, because they're then not doing the job they were hired to do. They're trying to, you know, with their own fame aspirations.
Yeah, 54% of the voters think the news media has too much power and influence over government decisions. Well, what would influence?
That doesn't bother me so much.
How do you get information?
Yeah.
It's the accurate information that we're concerned about, not that you get information. 60% consider the news reported by the media, news media, to be at least somewhat trustworthy.
Somewhat.
At least somewhat trustworthy. trustworthy. Remember, we are not the news media. The conversation in this program is built around the news, so to speak, but it is not. It's just that. It's conversation about what's going on in the world around you and us. 51 after on Good Day.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, it's MZ from KSCO in Santa Cruz, and I'm too excited to sleep. Have you ever been too excited to sleep? In my case, I can't sleep because I'm engaged in my own fun, wonderful, rewarding business in which I do well and do good, lots of good at the same time. The wheels in my head are always turning, coming up with creative ideas to grow this business and to share it with others, train them for free, and get them to my level of success and excitement. This business has no employees, no rent, and no advertising cost. It's a people business that uses phones, video, email, and online technology to spread a very valuable and timely message about health, wealth, and above all, independence. You can get started in this business with as little as $10, but if you can afford an additional one-time charge of $500, you can jumpstart your success. And it doesn't cost anything to watch a 17-minute video all about this amazing business that you too can join and start doing well and do a lot of good at the same time. Go online to this website, TooExcitedToSleep.net. That's TooExcitedToSleep.net. TooExcitedToSleep.net.
Tech Talk time on Good Day, 53 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Kenny Kessler and Ellen DeGeneres, who plays it serious. Well, maybe not so serious. This is a situation in technology, how much texting is going on. I'm finding myself now that I've become such a master using all the technology, using all of my devices, my iPad and my regular flip phone and the smartphone for directions and stuff on this trip back this past week. It's really kind of interesting to see how much I've been missing, including actually being able to read my texts, which we'll talk about in just a moment here. Tech Talk time on Good Day.
I'm your pet. Woof. Meow. And now that it's getting warmer, I'll be getting out a lot more. Yep, where the fleas and ticks are. Good thing 1-800-PETMEDS offers the same flea, tick, and heartworm medications as the vet, but for up to 50% less. 1-800-PETMEDS also has fast free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee. So call or go to 1-800-PETMEDS.com today and protect me, your pet. Free shipping on orders over $49.
The following is what happens when you make the switch to Pennzoil full synthetic motor oils.
Hennessy Performance made the switch and broke the land speed record.
Sonic boom, anyone?
Dodge switched to Pennzoil full synthetics and created the world's most powerful muscle car.
And this is what happened when Team Penske made the switch in their Indy cars.
We have a new team.
Drive into Jiffy Lube and make the switch to Pennzoil synthetics.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, so let's find out what the real skinny is on texting from Ellen DeGeneres.
But sometimes texting makes life harder. Like, why do they call it autocorrect when half the time it is auto what the hell? Here's what keeps happening to me. For some reason, every time I try to type the word great, my phone changes it to greasy. And then I have to autocorrect, and the iPhone thinks they know me. You don't know me. Sometimes autocorrect doesn't even try to do its job. If I'll accidentally type the word time with an N instead of time with an N, autocorrect just leaves that alone. What are the chances I want to tell someone to have a greasy time? Do your job all the time, not just sometimes. And nothing makes you feel older than when you get a text and you don't know what it means. Like, everyone knows that OMG is oh my God, and LOL means lots of liquor. So be careful who you text with and what you text.
Lots of liquor.
Yeah. I'm going to have to use that.
Yeah, that is good. All right, so the White House has been hacked by the Russians. Of what significance is this other than conversational? What did they get? Because I've been out of the loop for the last couple of days.
They got into, obviously, unsecured servers, not with the critical information, but enough information they could get the president's schedule.
Who's responsible? Is this a government, KGB, Putin thing?
Sure,
or what?
Yeah, it is. The Russians actually have college programs for kids who become hackers. Like, it's paid by the government
really?
To send you to college to learn how to be a hacker. What? Yeah, absolutely. But the big reach here is that if they can break into the very secured, but obviously not secure enough, White House servers, how do you think Hillary Clinton's servers at her home?
Well, Rich, that's why she decided to have that private email, because she knew how,
how dangerous the Russians were
and how they had the number, you know. Doug, it was all part of a greater plan.
We figured out Hillary's plan the other day. She is the one actually behind the White House hacking. So that she could go,
the State Department.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm trying to get mine. I bet you can, huh?
Yeah.
So I have Secret Service guys outside.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Watching my server.
Right. So what do we do about the Russians if we know they're hacking into the White House servers?
They probably just nuke them.
That amazes me. You know who else spies on us and hacks into our stuff? Israel. France.
Well, everybody does.
Everybody's doing it to them.
Yeah.
Right. We were doing it. Remember how outraged the German chancellor was that her private phone had been hacked and everybody knew that the NSA was she was cooking for dinner?
Meanwhile, they've been spying on us. Everybody spies on everybody. Like, Israel does it because they want to know what we're thinking, what we're doing, because
they need to be
there. Exactly. France just wants recipes.
Got the wire. Do they sail at the White House?
All right, thank you, Pierre. Keep your wee-wee to yourself. It's 59 past the hour on Good Day.
You are not allowed to even speak about my wee-wee. Thank you.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. 345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.